lengthy ties to the community of Pima, Arizona. It should be evident to all at this time that Mr. Quaintance is not going to run from this fight, that he's committed to making this case. And I assure the court, on that basis alone, that he's going to show up for every time the court tells him to be here, he's going to be here and insisting that I do my job the best I can. Which leaves us only with danger to the community, and that's the whole thing about his church's use of marijuana in their sacramental practices. This isn't the time to get into a discussion about the relative toxicity of marijuana and, let's say, table salt, but this is the use
or
of...
oregano.
I've been accused of overusing oregano before. This is a community, and a fairly insular community, in which this substance is used within the community. And notwithstanding what Mr. Krippner is alleged to have said, which concerns me too, and believe me, we're going to look into it, because that I'm sure doesn't sit very well with Mr. Quaintance, and it's obviously something that's a factual problem for us, if true. But that aside, this my understanding is that this is an insular community that uses marijuana in a part of, in the sacramental aspects of its religion, and not as college fraternity game room. This is not that sort of an organization. And so, to the extent that it can be said that any harm would result from the use of marijuana, it would be restricted to that community and not to the community at large. I submit that there's no harm whatsoever for a variety of reasons, one of which is the absolute lack of toxicity of cannabis. One study that I've read indicates that in order to achieve a toxic level of THC, you'd have to consume a kilogram of pure tetrahydrocannabinol in order to achieve any kind of a toxic result, which is the toxicity ratios comparing marijuana and THC to other legal substances makes this a much less harmful substance than many others. And
well, but toxic levels are very different from levels that cause impairment of thought processes and thinking and being under the influence and the things related to that can affect innocent members of the public.
Sure.
We also have a situation here that somebody who claims to be a member of this church, who specifically joined the church to be able to do illegal activities legally. So there is some risk that other young, easily influenced individuals might join this church for similar reasons and engage in criminal activity that they admit is illegal activity. So it's not just insulated to the community, and it's because I don't know anything about the religious practice. I don't know anything about the levels of marijuana. I don't know, their source of they could be growing their own, which may be a different product than what you get on the street. I don't know. But there are different levels of THC, and it does stay in the system, and it stays in your body for a lot longer than many drugs. There are effects to the human body and to the mind, depending on how much you use and how often you use it. We also have a statement in Mrs. Quaintance's pretrial report indicating that she self-medicates her cancer with the use of marijuana. That is more than a religious practice. Now she may have moved to a different area than a religious practice to a medical practice. So we've got lots of issues here that need to really be pinned down.
And I will say, in that regard, that Mr. Quaintance himself has dealt with serious medical issues. And I don't know, and we've discussed this briefly, I don't know the extent to which the use of marijuana is also aimed at dealing with those medical issues. And it may be that it is, and you're right. In that case, we've got this whole panoply of medical marijuana issues for which there's an extraordinary breadth of information available. And so we have, if that's true, we're going to have two games going on at the same time, both of which are going to be pretty consuming. So
yes. So anything further?
No. Okay. I think it's unfair to keep this man locked up essentially because of religious beliefs, and that's basically what we're dealing with here.
Right. Unfortunately, the way our criminal justice system works is and it may seem backwards to you, you are presumed to be innocent of the charge. However, by your